geothermal energy could make Ireland self-sufficient. Former Shell executive believes it would be highly cost-effective. Brí geothermach, odus digad an elion saiach ea hín. Sector Shell, Rosnish, creel de bech ea fondach de mŵr rea chostas. Ta brí de lŵr erna storol fón in garden, de ligad an elion saiach ea hín. Shen of his creel, Sector Shell, Rosnish, as geofysicacht an a hau, Graham Fox Hume. Te braach jen reeltjes de horsmunion ginoima jay chas vis erna storl ons kregen von chudsmu jen tolu. Te manche Fox Hume smunion de bech bri geothermach fondach de moor rare chostas gesolich riskemen elia. As Graham Fox Hume. Te fodden us lu cramp na poor gay signed au grey. Pura taida she san esach shen son shigaris. Ach, te cheshveinach is a chujelia jay, the jarro, tat fodden a smu costalach na jinnu shaw. Yinach shaw kulina de chulurid, as te, crenach fodden chit der, chenele chit gus jera de hon, ek tre bi. De bunnadach, ten chas, is an acht eir a gheden, son an chud smu, bunnus gin square, as gin cagliach.
Well, it's a lot simpler than wind power, I must say. Tidal power, yeah, that's certainly interesting. But nuclear and the rest of it, of course, are far more expensive than doing this. It would do everything, and it's how can I put it? It doesn't die on you at any point. Basically, the heat of availability is pretty much continuous and unlimited.